Well, hi there, River Roamers and Glamping friends.
Hello, River Roamers.
Well, we have some catching up to do.
It's been an interesting year so far.
Yes, off to a bit of a rocky start, but nothing that couldn't be navigated. So, Miami is where we went in February, and we found a little Airbnb that had its own dock. That was pretty cool. The lady and her husband were really nice.
That was the saving grace for Miami.
Yeah. Finding a public boat ramp in Miami was also somewhat challenging, but we found it. And Charlie served as my capitan. And we went to the Airbnb. Capitan. And Dad brought the trailer in. They were nice enough to let us keep the trailer on site. And by the time we made it via the water and arrived at the house, Dad was already there. But talk about tight. I mean, everything in Miami is tight. You know, there's no more room for things. And we were surprised, too, like, how much trash was on the river.
For as many people that are on the water, there's a lot of trash. Like, you would think people would pull over and, or stop and pick some stuff up.
And there's a lot of charters, like all day, every day, people reserve boats with the captain and they party hardy. So we witnessed a lot of that. That was very entertaining in our little pontoon. But the place that we stayed was adorable. And she had a great outdoor setup for us. So from the get on that Friday, we were able to put in the water and do the Miami River. And then,
to go back on the chartering, so many. Nashville is bridesmaids capital, or what was it, bridal shower or whatever?
Sure.
Capital of the United States. But out there on the Miami River, it's got to be a close second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were so many groups and coordinating sashes and you know, they're scantily clad. The bathing suits are very tiny. But
you got to have your head on a swivel.
But then the place that we stayed was, cozy with great lighting outside. So we were able to hang out outside and woke up early on Saturday to be able to walk right onto the boat. We had Seeker. This place was also really cool. It had like, kind of like a sunken in yard, and the lot next door was undeveloped, and Seeker was able to just kind of roam. And he really liked that.
Big, giant, fenced-in yard. It was really great for the dog, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, once we got there, I realized that I had forgotten our entire bag of cold food, so we had to go to a local grocery.
Which just happened to be a hop, skip, and a jump.
It was close. But, you know, every grocery is different based on the cities that they serve, so they had a lot of interesting stuff at this particular Winn-Dixie. Fresh homemade tortilla chips, which I purchased. They're pretty good, actually.
So was the chicken salad.
Mm-hmm. So then we left that morning with our little lunch, and off we went with high hopes of reaching the Little Biscayne River.
Biscayne.
Yeah, so off of the Biscayne Bay, yeah.
Because she was like, look, we got to come back down here in April. And I was like, no, we're hitting this river while we're on this trip.
And we happened to be down there at the same time as the Miami boat show, so there was a lot of extra,
so much law enforcement.
Yeah. In addition to coming out basically right at the port, I mean, those are federally protected waters, so law enforcement's there like crazy. There's a lot of art that you could see via the water, which was so cool.
Murals,
a lot of murals, a lot of big sculptures, a lot of architectural.
The river was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, the architecture down there is incredible, and to be able to be on the water and look over in the daylight and see the whole Miami skyline, that was pretty impressive. I mean, it's very congested, traffic is crazy, but when you were there by the water, it was really enjoyable. We found a nice little island where there were these boat food vendors.
Boat food trucks.
Yeah.
Basically, is a food boat.
It's a food book. And they have, it was called Picnic Island. We didn't actually eat anything there. We pulled up on the other side and allowed Seeger to run for a little bit and played some fetch, which was fun. But we made it all the way to the Little Biscayne River, so that was 55 and 56 respectively.
Don't look at me. You're the one that thought you messed all this up. So.
I think, well, on my log, this is 55 and 56. And then that evening, we went, I made reservations for this restaurant that also have flamenco dancers.
They're very angry women. So serious.
Anyhow,
it was like... She's rolling her eyes at me because I walked out at the end because I was over it, but...
Our table that we got, like, they kind of ushered you through this little hallway and you go into a different room sectioned off from where the initial entry to the restaurant was. And we had a table right next to the stage.
That was so loud.
Yeah, and they have...
So loud.
The acoustics were such that it was very loud, but I thought it was incredible to see. It was a bunch of little tapas, so we had, like,
squid.
It was octopus.
We had some potatoes that we could have cooked at home, but that was like a $50 dish.
We had some little croquettes, a cod croquette and a ham croquette. But this place was also known for its paella. And we didn't end up getting any paella, but they had a beautiful sangria. It was very nice.
The sangria was good. It was Espanol only, so if you speak English, don't go there.
Well... If you speak English...
Well, they didn't speak English.
Well, there you have it. But you should definitely want or have a little bit of Spanish under your belt for this particular venue. Jamón de Iberico Negro. Anyhow,
it's at the end... For you,
yeah, at the end of the performance, the flamenco dancers invited me up onto the stage. Michael didn't get to see that because he... Left.
I was over it, like I said.
But I got to go up and dance with the girls. That I was do super wish cool. Charlie got a little that. Video.
You didn't even show me the video.
Charlie got it. Well, you should check it out. It's going to be on the page.
Okay.
And it's going to obviously be featured in this upcoming edition of the Treasure Coast Real Estate and Local Living Guide. But anyhow.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Miami River by day. It was really beautiful.
Water super blue. I mean, it is quite nice,
but it's all just very congested. I mean, just there's things on top of things.
Fishing's always good there.
But we did notice by the water that almost every little community had a allocated green space, a little park, a little section.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously very bright, very colorful, lots of art. But we ate good down there. We did some exploring. Ooh, while we were on the full day of Saturday, we pulled off and we were on a roll. We caught some good fish.
We did.
Nothing that we kept, but it was fun.
And what was the lady's name that owned the Airbnb? I forget her name as well, but she was a very sweet, nice lady. She actually dropped us off the first night there.
That Friday night we went to Calle Ocho. It's like a little Mexican famous strip.
Yeah.
It's a famous strip of like walk of stars, like how you would in Hollywood, but with
Anna
all of the
little dress. It was fun.
It was fun. Lots of murals there to take pictures with.
A bunch of skirt.
Yeah, but that was really Calle Ocho was really fun. So it's like all the Cuban celebrities, and there's dancing in the streets. You can go up to a window and order sangria to go and just walk about.
We did.
That was so cool. That was our first night. Yeah, she was kind enough.
She was so nice that she's like, hey, I'll drop you off. And it's over the bridge, over the river, on like the island there. It was a lot of, that was cool.
And then Sunday morning, we got up, packed everything up. Charlie and I took the boat back to the boat ramp. Dad set off in the truck. And 3.5 short hours later, we were home. So, not exactly camping and glamping, but the Airbnb was perfect, and there's going to be scenarios where that happens, and it worked out for the best.
Hope we never have to go back to Miami unless we're going to a football game. Thank you, River Roamers.
Cheers.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
What do you get when you watch Miami Vice backwards?
What?
Miami Vice Versa.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in.
If you dig it, please subscribe.
And be sure to check us out online at riverromanwiththetilleries.com.
Want to spend more time in the great outdoors? Join our family as we share insights, suggestions, and highlights of our adventures. It's time now for Glampin' and River Roman with the Tilleries.